Cette entrevue est une présentation d'Investissement Renaissance.
Colin McKinley, Portfolio Manager, CIBC Asset Management. I hold Manulife as an equity investment. When we look at a business in the financial services industry, a specific one like Manulife, we do pay a great deal of attention to the balance sheet and the capital positions of those businesses. Capital positions represent the ability for that franchise to navigate through an adverse event in the markets. And so we saw that was very, very important during the U.S. financial crisis, understanding the ability for a company's balance sheet to weather an extremely challenging environment became paramount to its sustainability ultimately for some companies, but also it affects the long-term earnings power of the company. When we work with our fixed income team on a company like Manulife, we're interested in two feedback loops that they can provide for us. The first is on the specifics of that company, on the specifics of Manulife's balance sheet. And so its debt levels, its ability to access capital markets, its ability to access capital markets on a timely and an appropriate level of financing. And so what are the traditional metrics and debt servicing capability of the business? The second part we're interested in is LifeCos hold significant equity and bond investments as part of their balance sheet, as part of their reserves. And so the ongoing and regular conversation with our fixed income team helps us with a broader discussion about how to frame return expectations and specifically rate expectations, interest rate expectations, and how that could affect the earnings of these companies. And so we're interested in their thoughts and views, not just on the balance sheet and the ability to finance the operations of the company, but also a market perspective on what could happen to rates, because that will have a significant effect on the profitability and the cash flows of a company like Manulife.
Jeff Waldman, First Vice President, Global Fixed Income at CIBC Asset Management, and I hold bonds in Manulife. When we review a financial bond, such as an insurance company or a bank, we focus in on the balance sheet to look at the capital adequacy that the company has and also the asset quality, because both of these are good indicators of the long-term health of the financial company. And when you think about the life insurance business, the life insurance business makes long-term promises to their customers through their life insurance contracts or through their annuity contracts. And the type of capital that we focus in on is called regulatory capital, which is stipulated by a government agency called the Office of the Superintendent of Financial Institutions. And OSFI oversees all the federal regulated insurance companies and banks. So this regulatory capital is published and calculated for all of these OSFI-regulated banks and insurance companies. And what we do is we compare the levels of regulatory capital across the industry, and we track changes in regulatory capital over time. Now, in addition to capital, we also look at the quality of the asset portfolio of the company, because really that's the first line of defense that a company has behind the obligations that it makes to its customers and stakeholders. And what we recall from the financial crisis in 2007-2009 period is the asset portfolio performance can lead to some extreme volatility in the earnings of the company. And so that's why we monitor that. And we're going to pay particular attention to the strength of the fixed income investments that the company has on its balance sheet, because they make up a sizable portion of total holdings. Manulife makes sense as an investment both from a capital perspective and an asset quality perspective. I recall back in 2009, during the depths of the financial crisis, the CEO of Manulife, Don Galloyan, set out to build what he called a fortress level of capital. And the reason for that was to help the company withstand adverse economic conditions for the benefit of all the stakeholders of Manulife. That means the customers, the bondholders, the shareholders, and the employees. And so as bondholders, it's reassuring to see that the CEO of the company is also focused on capital adequacy. And in the most recent reporting period, Manulife had 233% of the minimum capital stipulated by OSFI. And that compares quite favorably not only to its peers, but to the historic level that Manulife has had in its capital position. Now, when you look at the asset portfolio of Manulife, 78% of the bonds in its portfolio are rated A or higher. So the quality of the portfolio is quite high. But we've been watching other parts of the portfolio as well, and there is a portion of the portfolio that's exposed to the energy sector, and that portion is higher than the Canadian peers of Manulife, but it's still just 4% of assets, and we believe that that's manageable for the company. So with Manulife, you have a strong and stable capital base, but you also have less volatility in its earnings due to high quality of assets, and these are supportive of our decision to invest in Manulife bonds. When evaluating financial companies, we also look at equity metrics, metrics for profitability, growth profile, and the dividend payout ratio. So we'll get insights from Colm's team on these metrics since equity investors use them to assess a company's valuation. And we want to know if equity investors expect management to make acquisitions or sell assets to attempt to increase shareholder returns. But often these decisions are to the detriment of bondholders.